If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
And that this gospel, good news, would be believed by me and billions of others is a great secret revealed. Who could imagine that what the Bible says would be true, that the kingdom of God would be open to me, and that by believing the Spirit of Christ would come to dwell within me?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. And my friends, in today's communications, we rely less and less on studied information sources like dictionaries, encyclopedias, history books, and even the Bible, and more on what pops up on the internet. We Google, we Yahoo, we Wikipedia, or something else. Of course, who knows where the info came from? It's the internet, and everyone knows if it's on the internet, it must be true. Of course, that's not true, and these various sources can be manipulated and filled purposely with not only bias but false information. Once a book or written article, even newspaper, was out, it could be called out, debunked, and countered. But the internet can disseminate false information so quickly and so widely that it may never be countered. No wonder that the levels of trust in truth have plummeted. But the Bible has put forward the same information for thousands of years. It was tested all the way along. And the critics have always been silenced, not by force, but by testing the veracity of the claims and the facts. And the Bible has always been found to be true. Moreover, the Bible is also continually tested by the evidence of how truth contained leads to God who changes lives. In other words, a living truth. Well, we're talking about that today on Wings of the Morning and some of those critical truths that transform lives. But right now, Casting Crowns reminds us to love them like Jesus.
Is drifting away. They're losing the fight for another day. The life that she's known is falling apart. A fatherless home, a child's broken heart. You're holding her hand, you're straining for words, you're trying to sense of it all. She's desperate for hope, darkness clouding her view. She's looking to you. Just love her like Jesus, carry her to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Know that he loves her, stay by her side, love her like Jesus, love her like Jesus. The gifts lie in wait in a room painted blue, a little blessing from heaven. Away. You're holding their hand,
In the letter the Apostle Paul wrote to his son in the faith, Timothy, he says, "Although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed in the world, was taken up in glory." As Paul says, these are the mystery of godliness, of how God has worked and is working in this world, is grand, great, wondrous, powerful, and tremendous. We used to say a prayer as children, maybe you remember it, "God is great and God is good, and we thank him for our food." Do we know that God is great, and what he has shared with us about himself is great? And when we come into contact with that knowledge, we become aware of how great he is. The first thing Paul says here, that God has shared with us, is himself. God appeared in a body. He has appeared not just in people's minds, not just by the evidence of his creation in nature, not just in words and thoughts, but God came to us in flesh, not my flesh, not your flesh, but in Christ, the sinless man. John, the apostle of love, thought this point was so important that to deny that Jesus Christ came in flesh, that he was God in flesh, is the evidence of someone not knowing God at all. And how does Christ being God in human flesh affect our godliness? That means that simply by being doesn't mean that we cannot live a righteous life. Christ provided the way that our human life, filled with sin, can be changed. Secondly, Jesus, he says, was vindicated by the Spirit. That is, the Holy Spirit was in Christ anointing him to preach, showing his relationship to the Father at his baptism, and working through him in healing and cooperating with him in his resurrection from the dead. And because he rose from the dead, the Apostle Paul told the Ephesians, the Colossians, and Romans, and now he tells Timothy that we too can be resurrected from the dead. And we can begin right now to live the resurrected life of living for God. Then, he says, God incarnate was seen by God's angels. In other words, the fact that God was in Christ was not, as so many today, even among those who often claim to carry his name, a false hyper claim of a liar, nor something that seemingly belonged to all humans, as if these sinful human beings like you and me could be a god. Rather, that God's special messengers, his angels, whom Jesus Christ, as the second person in the Trinity, was Lord over, they were watching and caring for and confirming his divine lordship at his conception, at his birth, at his resurrection, and at his ascension, and everything in between. Then, that this great good news was preached is another part of this, not just to a few, but to all the nations. He fulfilled all the prophecies given to the chosen people, that the Messiah would be a light to the Gentiles, the nations. Because he lives, I, a Gentile, can receive the salvation promised through Noah, Abraham, Moses, and the prophets. And then he says, this gospel, this good news, would be believed by me and billions of others. And that is part of this great secret revealed. Who could imagine that what the Bible says would be true, that the kingdom of God would be open to me, and that by believing the Spirit of Christ would come to dwell within me? Of course, when Paul then brings in the truth of Jesus's ascension, he says this, that Jesus ascended bodily, not just in spirit, but in body. He rose from this earth, leaving his disciples on earth. Then the angel said that just as he left, he would one day return. He is coming back. This is a sobering fact that when you digest it, you cannot but then hold yourself to a new standard. That is, you've got to prepare. You've got to prepare for the day that Jesus comes. You must know him. Would you like to know him today? You can. Why don't you pray this with me? Dear Jesus, you know, all of these things sounds pretty fantastic, and I do want to know you so that when you return, I can embrace you as my Lord. I will do it now. Please forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. Make me ready. If you prayed that prayer, please call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, or you can write me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission.org, and send me a note telling me what just happened in your life. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.